From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Swine flu has spread to 30 American states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today that the flu is affecting mostly the young, a worrying trend. 250,000 kids will be out of school for at least another week in the U.S. South of the border, school closings have left 33 million students with not much to do. In Mexico City, many who could got out of town for places like San Miguel de Allende. That's where we reached Karina Morales Martinez, who traveled with her husband and two small children to stay with friends. They left Friday.
But not because we were afraid of the flu, basically because we were very bored in the city.
Do you know people who've been sick with swine flu?
No, and I don't know anybody that knows somebody that has been sick with the flu. As you said, I have two kids, and there's no schools in Mexico City. You have to be indoors all the time. So we're going nuts, basically, you know. I mean, we try to take small walks, but you don't feel totally comfortable about doing it because there's, like, a certain vibe from other people. Actually, one day I was walking with my kids, and I heard a lady saying, like, if I had kids, I wouldn't be out in the streets.
And does San Miguel Allende feel different?
Well, here in San Miguel Allende, people are not wearing masks. This is like nothing happened here, you know, and they feel a little freaked out because we come from the city and they can't see that because we're not dressed up as tourists, you know. So when we got into the store, they heard us talking and we have a Mexico City accent, and they immediately put their masks on. They cover their mouths and nose. And that was really a strange reaction, actually, for us to see that.